Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, that's wonderful. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, Cosmic Philosopher Show. I'm Timoral Dredd. All right. Now, what I want to talk about is the calamity on the earth. Something has happened in world history that, you know, it's harder than anybody want to talk about it. And as a background, I want to just take a few moments to say something relevant to the calamity that the civilized world is going through. Yes, I have, I come from a big family, like 11 children. Born in Jamaica, and of course, Christianity is all we know in Jamaica, though there be different churches, but they're all belonging to the same sodomy church that has a fake God in the Bible called a spirit God. Nobody cannot prove that the spirit God creates anything, so it is left up to people to believe is a spirit God create all things, and therefore history doesn't matter. But the background that they are using to write these things into Christianity is polytheism, prehistory. That's what they're using. And who is writing about these things from our history? Come from hominid human species. Right? Who we consider to be human being today are the white people. They're bad news. In history? Yeah. Bad news. And, you know, not just bad news and stop. It's like the entire human world is in psychological bad shape, this, where we are as a state of life with our thinking. See, everybody, you know, has a head, and that's what we use. Our head is supposed to have knowledge to guide us and everything. However, it is not as simple as you see, because I imagine if you say Hispanic people, you'll understand what they're talking about. And if you say the Mexican people, people understand what you're talking about. But if you say ethnic people, that is a higher grade than, you know, just asking these other identity. And why? Do you know why? You will understand if you talk about the Indian people, the Chinese. Of course, people understand that. And if you say Hispanic people, people know who you're talking, right? If you say the Pequot Indian, you know, they know who you're talking. But if you say ethnic people, how many people able to tell you what it is? Because ethnic people is not the same as saying, you know, as you knowing what is Hispanic people. Like if you Google that, it is not going to like tell you that all these people, different people, Chinese, Indians, Hispanics, and all the other many non-white people are all ethnic people. Why ethnic? It means people who are of the same culture. Not subculture, but the original culture, human culture, civilized human culture. They are of the same blood because they are hybrid humans. Why we do not know this issue about ethnic people? The real meaning is kept without any emphasis or recognition. People are by you know, like mostly like West Indian who eat certain kind of food and things like that. They talk about ethnic food. You go into the store and they have a ethnic section and all that. Right? But there is no recognition to it apart from that. And the recognition of it is beyond the food or dress. You know what I mean? Something happened that devalue ethnic people. And the ethnic people are a part of it. Why they are not regarded for who they are created. You know, in this issue that I'm talking about, there is mental problem for why a world is moving along with a mass of people. Like maybe now, maybe soon 9 billion people in the world. You know, I think the last time I heard it was coming up to like 8 billion. So we are going up. And like I said to you, I am one of 11 children in the family. And I am one of a few of us who took to the church. All right. However, I can speak for myself. I can give some, let's say, I can give some assessment as to the level of strength that the others have in believing in their belief, the church. I wouldn't compare any of them to be as serious as me. But one of my brother who become a minister in the UK. He's serious about the church in that he stayed in the church. My experience is that from about age 7, I wanted to be in the church. Because, of course, the fact is there is nothing else around to distract us from the church. No other teaching, none. There are other churches, but they are all standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Okay, all right. And I read at the fourth grade level until, you know, I turned adult. I went to fourth grade level until, you know, I migrated for after a while and when I was about age 27. And I came to America and there I do a little work and go to school. Until I did graduate from adult high school. I was not somebody who hustled to get money. So I live a quiet and lowly life. Okay? And I think my Christian mode it builds up a certain kind of conviction inside of me that don't make me like go all out and do anything to get money. I was just humble and sincere. And so I would go on until I was about age 25 and didn't bother with the church, didn't take the church very seriously. And so life didn't go on so well for me. But throughout my experience, I realized I was not a person who want to live the way people in general live out there in the world. I wanted to be a highly spiritual person. When I say spiritual person, I don't mean like getting the Holy Ghost or not like that. I want to live a calculable life in spiritual reasoning, and my lifestyle be affected by that. So, type of attitude. Did something for me. And that is, I like the way I feel I like the way I like my style of thinking and decide, well, as I can go in my thinking, like adopting new principles and ways for myself to be controlled by and maintain a high relationship with myself, be conscious of things that I do and say, so forth and so on. And so things in my latter years, like coming on to 6 years of age, I begin to try to read and keep abreast of certain things. Then I try to get back into the church because there's nothing else, of course. I don't know of anything else that can make you feel. Feel like I'm doing something in this life to feel good about. And so, among the things that come to my mind is I'm hearing things people say. Like in the about certain things about history, and I read into some of those things and put, you know, all of these thoughts together and come out with analysis of what is really going on in the world and how, what I am to take seriously and as thoughts and ways to enrich myself. Well, something came to me when I look at the way the world of people are living. It's chaos. Yeah, I couldn't see anything about the human world we call civilized. I couldn't find anything. I couldn't see anything that people were portraying And I wasn't satisfied. I just wasn't satisfied. So I thought to myself, but can't people come together? I thought, turning to my own experience of all the years I've been alive and know certain things about world society, I wonder about why can't we all come and live in peace on the earth? Then I decided to answer the question myself about if it is possible for people to come together, and the answer is yes. There is no reason why people cannot come together. I mean, justifiable reason. And therefore, you see, from that point on, here's the thought that came to me, that I should begin to read with a different attitude. And the attitude should be, make sure you understand what you are reading. Okay? If you are reading something and you're paying it close, very close attention, what would happen is after you finish reading, you would have a digestion. You know? You would have a digestion of what you have read because you did pay it serious attention, and especially if it has specific, you have specific interest in what you have read, you will have a digestion that would stay with you if it is not for some time, but it will be with you for a long time. And so that is what brought me to where I am here today. I began to read and begin to understand certain things. And then in that process, I realized from world history that the church is not a genuine institution. Christianity is not a genuine thing. And if you have Christianity as your faith is in vain, because there is nothing in world history to tell of anything resemble the church. Now, the fact that I grew up in the church now, and that's all I know, is going to cause me, upon knowing certain things, to take action on the way I live, on, let's say, what I believe in. Because belief is something that we do. And what happens when we are believing in something, like in the case in church? The Bible only have spirit God and anything that in the human context exists. It all belongs to the civilized atmosphere that we live in. If indeed we do not read and get to know the record of the past, then we are not onto anything. And the record of the past, when you read it, it doesn't have no church in it. There is no example of a church that we here today should follow. Right? None of it is in history. So what is in the Bible is sodomite. It's a sodomite product. The Bible is a sodomite product. It's not civilized people's stuff. But something happened in the world. Why people have lost their good brain, cerebrum and cerebellum. They have lost the full efficiency and then go off into evil concept of things and not civilization. Now, there is something very strange happening in history that separate people from what they call black people. I'm not willing to say we are black people, but it's since something happened in history that causes us to be looked on as black people, well, we know what is meant by it. So I can only make a stipulation. We are not black, okay? But what separates the hominid white people from the ethnic people, I rather use the ethnic because that surely embody all of us and not just saying black people. Because when you say black people, the people in this world now look at black people are people with dark skin. And they don't look like shiny as black people. So they're not black people either. But they are ethnic people. And that brings a commonality in blood. So although you see Chinese and they look, you know, very close to human beings, but you can see a difference. And so what I'm trying to say to you, and I may ask you, do you know of anything that happened in the world that could split European people? And why they are called European? The African people or the ethnic people are called African. Why? There is a reason, right? But do you also know that the white, what this we call the white people, the Caucasian European, Indo-European people, do you know that they did not initially originate in Europe? You know, they come from Africa too, you know? And then 1.5 million years ago, they go up to Europe. When they went up, they spent like about 2 million years in Africa. And their level of they are humanoid. They are hominid, right? Which means it is a being that walk upright as human today, but they come from primates, okay, and apes, gorilla, you know, that lineage of blood white people come from. Because you can imagine that they interbreed up, you know, and have that same kind of blood. So, yes, they walk upright 3 to 3.5 million years in Africa. And then they developed to which they could make stone tools to help themselves do whatever they want to do, and they could light a fire. There is, outside of those things, like today, we don't make stone tools, so that was, you know, off into the uncivilized things that they did, make stone tools. Because we don't make stone tools today, but that's what they used to do, and make a fire. So they went up to Europe like that. And it's after they went up to Europe, things changed. You know what I mean? Things change once they are up there 1.5 million years. Do you know what happened? Because remember, they are live now like about 3.5 million years. And what do you know that they did during that time? 1.5 million years. Do you know of any history that tells you that they done anything civilized? We don't have such a thing. So, with all the evil things that are going on planet Earth, nobody seeks to know those things? Nobody seeks to know those things? Let's say, you got to go back like 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago, something happened, and that thing was the hybrid ethnic people were created 200,000 years ago. So go cut that in half. Then you have the 2,000. No, the 100,000 each. Because there was some Africans who began to leave Africa and go into the Western world and other places. And so, I am bringing your mind to, it's something that happened in history that there's hardly anybody know about it. But you know about white people buying African people in Africa to be taken to the West as slaves. And here we are in England and many places and in Africa. Not Africa. I mean, in the Western world, like there is well, I know that come from Africa to the West, and something happened when, because it's not all of us left Africa now, you know, it's a little trickle here, a little trickle there, you know, we gradually leave, must amount to about, I don't know, I don't have a count, but the time when we left is important. And what happened over all this time is that the Homo erectus hominid species, they interfered with our species, because the African ethnic species is different from hominid, ape-like. Anytime you hear any white people telling an African ethnic person that they come, that we come from monkeys, just refer them to the World History textbook. because it's not in here. That it's not in the World Issue textbook as truth about that. There is no mention in the account of history, World Issue textbook like National Geographic. That account is not in there. Say, the species of the ethnic people came from ape-like humans. No. No trace of that is attributed to the ethnic species. And what is the name of the ethnic, African ethnic species? What is the name of the species that begot us as a subgroup? That is important to know. And the time, remember, I talk about how long the white people who are Homo erectus and their species is hominid, ape-like, flat-faced man of Kenya, right? That's them. And they come or originate 2 million years before they leave Africa and go up into Asia, all right? So you get that. When did the history says that the ethnic African hybrid people came, when their species came? The species for the ethnic people is wise sapien, 250 years ago. That's what the history book says. There is no history that says that the wise sapien, that is the third in rank in the human development. We are a part of the human development on the third level, and we did not originate from any hominid at all. So you can look at it like there is divine intervention that is causing human being come here with life. All right? Now, whether or not what I'm saying is totally accurate or not, I hope it do to the best of my knowledge and ability to tell it as I remember it. I'm not reading it right now. But what I'm trying to say to you, the world was silent before humanoid ape-like man began to evolve. The world was silent. No human life was making noise around him. When they came, they began to, you know, enjoy themselves until 200,000 years ago, or let's say like a good 2 million years later, when they go up into Europe, these the wise sapien came about and have two subgroups, the Neanderthals. So anytime you hear they're talking about Neanderthals and like, you know, out of order of what history says, because these days it's like they don't want to count the history, because the history is not fulfilling the desire of the sodomite's heart. Okay? So they want to mix up that human being were created one time into the Bible. And the Bible is not a creation book in any kind of way. More or less, it is not a certified book for civilized consumption. You see what I mean? Because though you may find some things in the Bible that, you know, is interesting and make some sense. It is not enough to call the Bible a certified book, because it should be certified with the creation story too. But the creation story doesn't, it doesn't tell us anything. It don't tell us anything. Okay, I'm back, and news. Deborah got married already. For, yeah, at her brother John's church. Small of your only family present. And so now I'm telling you about what causes the world to be in the shape it's in. All, everything is all like mixed nuts in the jug. All right? You cannot tell who is who or nothing like that. But I read the history, and this is what I have found. There's no need to disregard it, because it's important. It is crucial for people to know. And if you don't want to know it, well, the only thing that is sure to happen to people who don't learn and don't know to, like, you know, find, navigate themselves through the perils of life, is that you will perish. You see, so it's good for us to know things that you've been looking at all of your life, and, you know, and think and feel all kind of way, but you don't have anything to put you in the know. So we have the history for that. We have the history to tell us. And I don't want to look to anything more. I don't look to the church anymore. The church is not a civilized authority. The church is a sodomite authority. They wrote the Bible and wrote things about civilization that are not true. There was no Adam and Eve in any garden. Otherwise, they would have tell you where it is. And the fact that they are telling you there is a garden on earth and they are not telling you where it's at, it means something is wrong with this story. And if you decide that you're going to believe into that Jesus of the Bible and a God in the Bible, where it cannot tell you where that spirit God put Adam and Eve. This is, so what are we working off when we are baptizing and going to church? That's the way we go astray. You see what I mean? So it is important to learn the historical time and what has been brought forth in our history. All right? Now, why it is important for people to know the conflict between the white people and the African ethnic people is this. The white people that we see here today, they are the remnant of hominid, the white people that we see here today. And if you should go back 100,000 years ago, you wouldn't see these white people back there. Because, and those who interbreed with the Neanderthals for about 40,000 years, you wouldn't, You would know them if you see them, because they go through some, when they interbreed with the Neanderthal first, they got rid of their looks, because they were interbreeding at a rate where they would never look like they used to. And besides, something else. So they've been good looking for many, many thousands of years, but they couldn't talk, because they were not a species that was meant to talk. Okay? Follow the history, and you will see it plainly in there. They interbreed with us, that is a foreign species. You go out there and you begin to tell these folks that. Say, hey, what did you look like 100,000 years and beyond that? 3.5 million years. What did you look like? The history book says that you were ape-like. You're primates. You're human primates. And that you interbreed with a different species for a long, long, like 40,000 years or so. And therefore, you no longer have monkey face or not like that. History portray. Because it should, and just say, well, you know, you can say to a white person, can you tell me what kind of a civilized things if you did have any back there besides making stone tools? You know, I mean, and say, well, you know, I don't read that in the World History textbook. So it means, just as it is, we just take it rah-rah as it's written in the World History textbook. You folks from the species of hominid, human and ape-like human being, or not, maybe not human being, but human, okay? You're coming from back there with your, like, ape-like evolution, ape-man evolution, right? And you go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago, like that, only making stone tools. So what civilization have you acquired otherwise? Just that. So what did you wear as garment? Animal skin. Right? Now, when they finish interbreeding with the Neanderthals, there is no way for anybody to deny what I'm saying is true, because it's right there in the World History textbook. It's no other book. That is not a prehistory account written on tablets. This is in the Department of Science in modern time, produce that information in modern time. So who fix up the white people them to be apes? It's history. Ape man that we read about, and nobody ever complained about the first humanoid, right? Now, people who are not reading the specifics of the issues in the book will not be able to talk about it. Well, I started to read and find out that this is the case. Now, I never read of no evil or war that these folks did. No, they only made stone tools, and their life is as such. There's nothing to, and they didn't have any, you know, if they were writing on a printing press and so back there, over the past 1.5 million or before, but since their evolution, if they had created anything civilized, we would know. We would know, because they would be able to record it, but we don't. Anything we have concerning civilization is after 100,000 years ago, since what I am reporting to you about they interbreed with our species, wise sapien. Okay? So the Neanderthal was taken down first by these sodomites and interbreed until, I mean, they got, you know, I guess, whatever. And my intuition is telling me that the reason why the Neanderthals are not around is that these white Homo erectus, hominid species, kill and destroy the Homo, not Homo, the sapien Neanderthals. Sapien Neanderthals, not Homo sapien, but wise sapien Neanderthals. I think that's what they did. Because they show the instinct to do something like that. So now when our folks are coming from Africa or to the Western world, into trickles, they got an opportunity to attack these people and rip them off and carry them off into their bushes and go, you know, interbreed them and get children from them. Don't happen no other way. Today they call themselves Cro-Magnon and they call themselves Yamnaya, and you don't have real, you know, like world history recorded of them, but you have it recorded anyway. And where they, since they are reading now and writing and, you know, have a lot of civilized sense, they are writing about themselves too. You see? And what they say about themselves, they are the ones that are writing all of these things and talk about, you know, like they are the ones that have science and know everything about the world, when it is far from the truth when you read history. See, that these people are born with a nature of destruction. And remember, they only know things in this world on their level. Hominin brain. With, you got to know that the brain is different from ours. You see, because they are ape-like humans. It's not like ours. We were not created like ape. We are a mixture of sapien that has nothing to do with the hominids. So it is the God's blood and wise sapien blood mix to create us ethnic people. Okay? That's the history. And so, today we have a lot of writings by them. And if you ever read Puritan Christian agenda, you will get a full, well-rounded dose of the amount of uncivilized, you know, things that are in no way informative in a civilized sense, that they wrote very confused, saying things, you know, off the civilized turf. You see, and make it since it's crossbreed and begin to talk and things like that. they manifest that they don't have a conscience like civilized people. They will kill each other, and of course, they'll kill the civilized people, and like there is nothing to it. Okay? The problem that we see in the world, it has explanation, but with the church, you're not going to see it uncover. It has to be covered otherwise, because they know to hide stuff. They don't know exactly all the rules. You know, what is detrimental to them from what is not detrimental. Because they have been learning. They have been learning it. But take them a long time. You know? Yes. Okay. Yes. So what I'm trying to tell you is like we have a bigger boss from the Sodomites that began to talk. We were not created off done human beings. We just need to get educated. But we have a brain that is solid, a perfect civilized hybrid humans. We ethnic people, with the Chinese, the Indians, or Hispanic and stuff like that, we were never had to like jump anybody else to crossbreed to get to talk. That never happened. The history don't tell us that. But these folks who are talking now through the crossbreeding, you know, their own brain is no longer the same. And those of us, their with their RH, race, rhesus blood, whereas it is clear that they are the ones who come with it. It doesn't matter how they want to say who and who have this blood now. It's you're talking about 100,000 years that they began to like infect African people with RH, rhesus blood. So there's hardly anybody who don't have it. But the record is clear that we don't come from the same monkey ape species. We do not. All right? So now that they have this sense now, what do they do? After 100,000 years ago that they started the interbreeding and begin to talk and then, you know, begin to go wander about our people anywhere we are, they come around and try to be a part of our company. That's what they began to do. I read it. Right on down to Mesopotamia. Okay? And where they began to copycat everything that civilized people is doing. That's what they do. And they follow us everywhere we go. They go to Babylon and go all around and begin to call name. They are the ones who started up those vicinities and populate them. That's what they began to do. You see? Because they think that, okay, they are talking now and they can learn things we learn and things like that. And think that now, okay. And they went on and see what they're doing right now. Look at what they're doing right now. Now, let's go back and look at their 3.5 million years. What did they do? When did they talk? And we are in the reach now of them proving that they really were civilized all along. The history is here, jurisdictional with the borders that they cannot cross. they are locked into knowledge of who they are, and they can't come out. They who are talking about their having government and all that kind of stuff. It can be explained why these white people say they are ruling and take over all of our place with their sodomite thinking self and think like we and them, you know, they are above us and they have a right to take over our life affairs from us. No. No. And whenever it gets to that point, they will not, I don't know what they will decide to do, even if they are given the opportunity to do something, it is yet to be seen. But such an iniquity will not remain under the rug. And what they are doing will come tumble down on them. Because the Bible alone, were to sit as a judge, to judge them with using the Bible, they wouldn't have a chance at daylight. White people would not have a chance at daylight using the Bible to judge them. That's how bad it is. And remember, they're not coming from a species that had any responsible civilized life anyway. And it is because of what they did that give them some sense that they can go on these territories and attempt, a good attempt, to turn us back to where they are coming from. We must start now acting like we are ape-like man, according to these white people, according to them. You know what I mean? But when it begin, when the tide begin to turn already, but they are too stupid to understand when things are headed, you know, the plane is falling out of the sky at a rapid speed, and no matter where the pilot them are, them can't stop it from impact the ground. And that's what these white people are heading for. They are heading for an impact with a nature in the world that has been grinding its teeth against white people. They don't understand that. They think to be sodomite is nice, and we are to be sodomites. Because they now make America, that they claim they own, a sodomite country. Law, legal for everybody to marry same sex. That's what they do right now. And they have a D and a Dominie that they created 1220 AD. Okay? That is a tribunal to make legislation and pass them. 1220 AD. And that law is what they are using today as government power to have control over African people. And how do you like the control that they have been having? First of all, they pose like they have right to have a military and go out and kill all the ethnic people, take over their land and all what they have and possess them using the force of government. These fucking batty white people, them. So look at the history that I'm dealing with and what has happened from way back. 3.5 million or 4 million years ago with these folks that today don't look like the people from back when time. No, because number one, they don't start it out as big growing group of people or culture like African people did. No. I mean, a little sect of beings that don't have civilized means to live, you know, they would never be able to do that. But we are a civilized people that able to nurture life, you know, by far than any other humankind. Okay? So I am saying to you, the way we got where we are here today, that's the route that we came by, where we were created 200,000 years ago in South Africa. And today we don't know that because these guys came behind and get education from us. But they do the interbreeding part and able to have talking babies. And they over all these thousands and thousands of years, they now come to, you know, learn everything from us. Not everything, but enough stuff to do what they are doing today. And behave like, you know, they are one of us and there is no difference between us. But if you go into the world as a textbook, you begin to see more difference than you could ever imagine. Begin to appreciate that, no, this type of a situation only happened because nobody was watching anything. And they get help. Because the fact truth is, my discernment, someone would have to prove to me that what the history says about how these white people came to rule, we don't see any governmental power except kingship. Where the gods came to earth when there was nobody but these sodomites up in Europe. Okay? And they had no civilization. So who brought civilization to the earth? The gods. And these white people, since they are able to talk and learn from us, and so they might tell me, say, they are the one who brought civilization. Imagine that. Except if you write Google and ask them, who is the first civilization? You know, if they're probably attempting right now to tell you that they were, Europe was the first civilization, because they are saying Europeans are the first to write law. And they would say, it's the United States, they come and begin to write law. I mean, the amount of ignorance and, you know, reckless, wasteful kind of writing. And look, they wanted to dumb us down long time ago. Many thousands of years they've been working on dumbing us down so that they will take preeminence. Think about the great library in Alexandria, Egypt. And they wrote it that, you know, they're going to come up with their own formula of civilized ways. Yes! The fucking dog white people am. Listen. If you don't have any interest in the history that tells us who we are, I'm telling you, and I lie not, I don't find it possible for me to be interested in something else. I don't know of anything else to compare with this situation. It's one of its kind. And if you think that you're proud of yourself as an African ethnic person, or you want to, or do you want
to do you want to be like them? No, if you want to be like white people, nobody's going to stop you. All right? Not a soul. You're free to do that. But, no, it is out of appropriation to ask that question anyway, but I ask it for the sake of some of us happen to think that it's all right to marry to a white person. I'm telling you, World History Book will tell you no. That's what caused the world confusion. Because white people may, you think that because they're working and they have education, you may think they are all right. No, they are all wrong. Because life was not created for what we are seeing here. Things get out of control. Talk about AD and Adamani and a moon Kalinda. Come on. It's because of mental derangement. Why all of these things come here? These people want to burn up the library with all the civilized things that only started with the Elohim civilization. And they want to wipe it out. If they are having a culture that make fucking us is a delight and want then us to do it too. Listen, no, I need some help from the gods right now. Because they must be obliterated like Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, they might want to dodge the bullet of Sodom and Gomorrah by behaving, dressing up like us, you know, in fine cotton and other type of stuff that is manufactured, we manufactured. They are following everything that the Elohim came to earth and do. And the World History Book here tells you that because they are writing a book here called World Perfect by Ken Spiro, one of the Sodomites. And they don't have any sense to know that, look, vengeance is over them. They don't know that. They just think that what they do is all right. Okay? And their president now, oh, Lord of mercy, a president of the United States. Look at what they make a president of the United States. And I sit here and I trash it with the history so many, many times. And you don't have one person when I call, I said, call me if you want to, you know, join the conversation. I said, call 347-850-1358. And welcome anyone who would come. They don't come. And once in a while, someone would log into the studio, but they don't put their hand up to say anything. It's a long time now, nobody put their hand up to say something. They come in, and some of them, no sooner than they hear something that they don't like, they plug out. However, I'm not here talking. I'm talking to please people, of course, but I'm not talking to please people in the wrong way. I'm going to please people the way that I am instructed. This is the way logic works, and this is the way civilization works. That's the rule I go by. It's not white people who feel like they're going to come and fuck them dog and body all they want in our territory. You see what I mean? And defile our surrounding. You see what I mean? I'm not here to please them. You see, because they have taken over and think that, okay, we are done with, you know, they totally take over from us. And now I'm saying, you know, when are they going to get out? I tell them to get out. But they think it's a joke, you know, see what I mean? Wait until, you know, more of these strange acts of the gods begin to take place. They will find out. Because when those operations start, they won't have any way of this, of determining whether or not they left alive or what. It's gonna take you. Okay? Now, not unless you can point out what I'm saying is nonsense. But if you can't say I'm nonsense, well, I'm telling the truth. And clearly, at the rate that people detest what I'm saying, I mean, up to my own family, talking to them, and they're just going to be, and I'm asking a question. They're not interested in the question I'm asking. How can you bring something to be judged unless you hear it? Well, that's what I am facing. I mean, some of my people are friends and associates that we've been knowing each other for years. Of course, they are not giving me an opportunity to even ask them the question away. And if I call them, they don't answer. That type of thing. Now, why I am not the one who is running away from scrutiny of the way I talk and behave myself? You see what I mean? All right. So what I want to tell you, you're looking at these white people and you are content that they come and they're bad enough to go anywhere. And when I hear they talk about Palestine and they want to change, move the central government from this place to, you know, the next place, Jerusalem or something like that. And they talk so proud about it. Talk so proud about it. Let me tell you something. Over the past 2 weeks or so, you know, I am fond of boxing. And why? Why am I fond of boxing? I'm not fanatic. I'm not fanatical in my thinking about stuff. I have boundaries and stuff like that. However, I think skillfully, especially with words. That's what started me off, is the instruction in my head, say, hey, like, you ain't going to write, get anywhere if you don't pay attention to what you're reading. And I took that advice. And from then on, I never stopped doing it. Now it becomes a nature inside of me to look into the words that the word or words I am applying to anything, because I cannot have somebody come back on me on anything. And I know if I do a good word search before I give my message, I know I'll be all right, not unless I make mistakes, you know, and don't know. But as long as I get it right consciously, I am good to go. So what I'm trying to say to you, if you I'm telling you about the boxing, I'm going to draw a comparison to you. White people feel like there is nothing wrong with them leaving where they come from. After 100,000 years that we come to the West and different places and settle down, and they couldn't talk when we were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago. These hominids, they couldn't talk. They were not who you see here today. We are in cloth and you know, manufactured stuff. That's not, 100,000 years ago, they were not. Okay? And if they did, you call me and tell me right now. Right? I'll tell you the number. 347-850-1358. Yeah, call me and tell me. Because the history that I am reading to you, that is what is going to do the job. The history. It's not what these fucking ass white people are saying and writing in a Bible about, you know, Adam and Eve in a garden and no garden can be found. Because they well know where Adam and Eve were created, and it's not by a spirit God either. You know, so these, you know, I mean, I like to use these words, honest fuckers, okay? They don't want terms like that to be read, because they want, no, they are feigning to be civilized people. They speak like us, they do, what like us, but they take away our indigenous, indigenous, our rights. And it is called inalienable rights. Cannot tell me that A.D. Anno Domini 1220 is a legislation that gives us equal rights. And not about indigenous rights. Not equal rights. Because we don't want no equal rights from white people. They are sodomites. They are invaders. They don't know what it is to be a government. And if they want to be government, it cannot be over us in our territory. That's the thing. You get it? We don't want equal rights for these fucking batty white people who are feigning that they are civilized after they done fuck our species, our group, our subgroup. That's what they did. That's what having them talk. Okay? And we're ready with the history of it that proves it. And if they think that Jesus died to save, they're going to find out. They're going to find out where their spirit God put Adam and Eve on earth. They need to do that. All right. So I'm telling you about the boxing. The skills, that's all I watch, you know. If I can watch a boxing match where these two guys box for 10 or 12 rounds and come out without a scratch, they are smiling and hugging each other, I would be thrilled. More than, you know, they go like 8 rounds and one hardly have eye socket, and sometimes one of them really suffered, the other one was more superior and stuff like that. But sometimes the both of them get cuts and things like that. No, that's not what I want to see, because that's not a part of the skill, you know. But they have a way of making something of it, like, you know, when you the guy get a cut and, like, you know, punch him in the cut and make it worse. Is to get a victory. Those kind of a stupidness. I don't really I don't accept those. Right? So I'm telling you, I've been watching a boxer that I was not familiar with. And I don't want to call his name because I don't want to spread the news. not me, but I have to talk about what I observed, though, right? This guy, the pre-fight process that they go through, an arranged process where they show up and they weigh them and things like that, and they talk certain things. It's a program that is well arranged, right? And this new boxer that I found, you know, I, because of his background, where he's coming from, and the way he talks, you know, I do admire his determination to make well of himself, because he goes through a lot of stuff. And he is a fairly good fighter as well. The thing is, I listened to just about as much as I could listen of his argument. How he feels about boxing and feels about his, you know, his challengers and stuff like that. And I have a good sense. But I decided and said, well, all right, you know, he get a fight. After I start watching him, within 2 weeks, he got a fight. And then they go and go through the rituals. And last night, he fought. And I am looking for the fight from last night because I want to know, I want to see the outcome. Because what? I watched the weigh-in. And when they put them to, like, stare in each other's face and a little span of attention, time that they put to talking to each other and stuff like that. The way he was talking is like, oh, he generates an energy that to beat this other guy from the way he's talking. And even in other instances where I heard him talk, you know, it's like, I don't expect this guy to lose. I do not expect him to lose. But guess what? I watch until today. I went searching for it until I saw the fight. And it went on. It probably went like about what? 4 or 5 rounds or something like that. And he was knocked out. He was knocked out. I was shocked. I was surprised that the guy that I saw him really, really, like, you know, putting him down and thing like that, that guy put him down in the fight. White people are like that. White people think it's quite reasonable for them to leave their sodomite indigenous upbringing and come and take over everything African people have. Who civilized can accept that? That they're a conqueror? Hello? Do you accept that white people are justified conquerors to go to Rome and kick out the king and lie, talk all kind of foolishness? What bring them to talk? What bring them to the learning that they have? They are their ape-like attitude long time from millions of years ago. When they come to the point where they're going to interbreed another species, they can't get rid of who they are. They still have the monkey blood inside of them. So them genome only record who they are. Uncivilized humans. Second grade level. Okay, that's all it is. Now, all of what they are doing today, I mean, African people are still without a government. Because they come in with this fucking ass mentality that, oh, they have military now and they superpower. Imagine that. And therefore, they have a right to make their own government for us. Do you understand what I am saying? my friends, you cannot be in your sane, sober mind if you agree with these sodomites, following the history that I just tried to explain to you. And they went on, let's say, 1,220 years after they say they make AD Anno Domini. This is a calendar, moon calendar law, they say they use to make this government. Okay? What happened to the God's calendar that African people are under? No, they come with their side of myself, fucking body, and decide that we are under their moon calendar with a God that they make, a monotheism God. That's what Christianity is made up on. And this is what they do. If you think I am joking, you got to be kidding me. You don't know what's going on. I'm telling you. We are not on, look, we are not under these white people, AD Anno Domini law. And you know what they do for their culture. It's fuck each other's ass. And I can't say it enough. Because they make law, federal law, for you to marry, to fuck ass. Just that alone. Okay? And they come everywhere we are with it because they intend to impose it on us. Don't tell me that is written to be done here. No. This is how they started out. Today, if you are as an African person, think you have any functional, civilized sense apart from you just reading and learn to do some skill or something like that, you make a sad mistake because how can you live on this kind of a atmosphere or surrounding? How do you live that way? Where you have this honest fucking idiot are telling us what is right from what is wrong? Hello? Now, listen to this. Here's how it all went down, running out of substance, and options, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy, on or about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal, formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression. For who? The African hybrid people, the ethnic people, with the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius and Gregory IX. Legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organizations. Yes, this ancillary organizations execute the punishment who are heretics, the innocent African ethnic people. So you can judge by what they're doing what happened to our people when we were coming out of Africa and trotting along the way, and they catch us. Now, where we get kidnapping from and all that, African people did not teach none of us to kidnap people. It's these same fucking ass white people. They're the one who bring in kidnapping and serial killing here, if you don't know. Okay. At how they started out at us, who have no record at all that we do them anything. Look at what they decide that they are doing now. Make laws. It's not kingship laws. How can these fucking ass nomads make law for us who are created by bread? No, they're going to write a Bible and convince the world that we were created by a spirit God, that no Adam and Eve is known anywhere, that where we were really created, they're saying no. The Bible cannot tell where. To execute punishment, right? Them said them make legislation and pass them for violent oppression. A government can do something like that? No, it's unheard of. So these white people, you think they're smart? But that's why I'm trying to tell you, if you use the Bible to judge them, they wouldn't see the light of day. Because they incriminate themselves. And yet still African people don't act like they don't see it. They think that God sent this his son, Jesus Christ, into Palestine to die for Adam fallen race. And don't go so. Surprisingly, African people believe it. Believe it to the point where Africa in about 1998 or something like that, they become democracy in South Africa. And the rest of Africa is all Christianity. Listen, if you don't know that something is very desolate in the world today, you can't just go on there, drive your car, nice car, and be oblivious to what is exactly going on planet Earth right now. Right? You don't know? I'm telling you. I am telling you. You look at these white people. No matter what you do, what you say, they are coming from sodomite culture. That's who they are. And that they are bringing that culture to us. They want to teach our children in school and be like, what's wrong with that? Well, I'm showing them what's wrong with that. I'm showing them what is wrong with that. You know what I mean? Because if they think they are the civilized people, no, the gods will show you that it's not they who are civilized. They are mistaken. Because they are sodomites. And they want to put us behind them. And they have never experienced us as sodomites unless we learn it from them. But I'm telling you what they do on their own and what affects all African people anywhere on the planet. These fucking ass dudes, they think that they have a right to make law. Because they are like the gods. Now, I am not going to be one of these idiots who think so. Because the time when I thought so, I knew no better. My parents were Christians. And that's the position that we are in. We grow up our children believing all these whole bunch of nonsense. All right. So this is what they do. Portion that you don't hear yet. That law, that legislation that they passed, since 1220 AD. Now, to where we are here today, right, is a whole lot of years that went by, right, to where we are. And they have this law over African people. Now, we are the civilized people, and they come and interbreed and kill our brain. The way we are supposed to think and operate, we do not. And it is evidence that it is the interbreeding that did it. And nobody not paying it attention, and everybody are normalized now. They don't miss what the first state of their mind was. They don't know. But I come to know because I start to read and begin to know the difference. Okay? Because history, prehistory is not telling us this foolishness that they write in the Bible. I'm talking about prophecy. Prophecy is done into all of the prophecies in the Bible. As far as I know, is in the dumpster. Because no, there's absolutely nothing like that occurred as truth. Now, this is what they do. They're going to execute punishment of the heretics, which are non-believers. We don't believe into their foolishness. By and large, back in time, the African people, they were not into the church like that. So they were putting a lot of pressure on our people back there to come into the church. And this is why now they have law now to send people out and execute these laws on us. And so this is what they're going to do now. He says, they are going to execute punishment to us who don't do them anything. But because they have weapons and all that kind of thing now, they think they can compel us to accept what the father stuff that they're coming with, to make the world sodomite. That's their objective. So they call themselves the ecclesiastical empire, when indeed they are under our name, the king name, Romans, and took the military as well with the dress code. Until today, they dress up like the Roman king of Europe, not of Europe, of Rome. You see, the military and the dress code, the very day of the coup, 509 BC. And there was that was the end of the kingship in that precinct, never again. Okay? So this is what they do. The legislation provided for penalties of death. Do you understand that? Are we African people and Marcus Garvey them read all these things and never talk about them? And look, this legislation is not for one person. It's for everybody, anywhere you are. And they're going to send folks out to make sure that you join the church. Otherwise, you're going to get the punishment with them having to the legislation here. Okay? So it says, penalties of death, banishment, and confiscation of property. The papacy created the rule of engagement for the Inquisition. If you know about the Inquisition, you should know about it if you don't. Which the practitioners applied liberally. At first, the Pope's commission on heresy would travel from one place to another, addressing communities. They call upon people, confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics. Now, were African people heretics at all? To what? Now, listen, my friend. This is law that I'm telling you still exists that affect African people, that they're going to come and, you know, anything they want, you know, they bring the police and they're going to arrest you. What are you going to do? You think of the government. And that's why you're going to go. You know, figure out. You must learn now that you're under kingship government. You don't under no ass fucking white people, A.D. and Adamani. You learned that? You learned that? Yes. Yes, he says, the practitioner carry out this execution. They apply it arbitrarily. I mean, any kind of, they don't have no real restriction or anybody else see to it that they do anything. They just casually have it done. You imagine that if you were living back there in those times, right? It would be the same law up against you. And today, because you're voluntarily filling up the Christian church, they don't have to, like, try to do that. And the world get more civilized as well, too. At first, commissioners on heresy would travel from one place to another, addressing communities. They called upon people to confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics and to denounce anyone who knew to be a heretic. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month, to absolve themselves of heretical faults. You hear this? You know? You don't need to wonder how far down they are driving their hood into their partners and us. You don't need to ask that. By what they are making law to do here, and I'm reading it to you, I am African. I'm not one of them. Now, you know, this is the sword coming back at them. Because you know what? They cannot defend this anywhere at all. They cannot defend the law, what they have right now over African people. African people talk about their democracy. They turn us into idiots who can't see this snare that they set for us. And where they start long time ago working on their plan so that they can mute us and make us turn sodomite. That's because that's where we are today. We don't have choice but to obey them. Ain't that right? Because which of us is going to go up against them? Me. I will. But before I knew anything, I would be mute. I was mute. I had no defense. I have defense now. You see what I mean? And the more you talk to me, is the more you lose yourself. You know, see? The more you lose yourself. You see, you're losing yourself before you approach me. And by the time you approach me, you done lose yourself. Because guess what? You don't want to answer anything I'm going to ask you. You see what I mean? Because it already starts heating out your heart and all both of you. Because you are full of it. And you trigger it. And that's what it's going to do. It's going to heat you up. So I'm telling you now, because nobody don't want to tell you, but I'm telling you because, hey, I was in it. I was in the church. I was Christian. So, and this is telling about Pope. What do you think a Pope is? A Pope is a Pope that apologized for the sins of Catholics. That is to let you know how good your Jesus, who you believe in, is. He's If you think you're better than a stronger believer in Jesus than the Pope, you make a big mistake of what you are doing. It means that you are into something you don't know about. The Pope in the rank of the church, you understand that? Not any little you and me. He's the highest in rank, and he is the vicar of Christ. You know what that word means? Vicar? Go and look it up, right? For your own sake, understand what the Pope is, because the hour of your decision to be a Christian is one that you are illiterate about. You don't know nothing about no Jesus. Because in the very Bible, I take you through up there and show you that what they say is the word of Jesus, I can point out that Jesus is lying. Yeah. That's right. And that Jesus never become a king like the prophet said he was supposed to king. No, none of that. No fulfillment. And you would want to say, when Jesus come back? When did Jesus come? Jesus was to be a king and he didn't. So when is he going to come back? He wasn't here. So I am telling you, it bothers me to see that African people are so, they're Sabrium, so, Sabruum, Sabrium, and Sabriwellum, Bellum. At times, I cannot get the pronunciation. Yeah, but it's our brain that directs us in all things. Okay, we are damaged. That's why we go to church. That's why we are Jesus. Start reading the Bible good, and you will find out what I'm saying. I mean, Christianity is a sodomite thing. All right. So they must tell you what the Pope now is doing here. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month to absolve themselves of heretical faults of if confession were made, no penalty would be given. This process was aimed at getting as many faith adherents into the new Catholic Church. It's the Christian Church, you know. Don't separate it. That's what it is. As much as possible, you see? And it was all about cash and power, not Jesus. Really, they were not really about no Jesus like you think. It was about money that they wanted. And my friends, I want you to like talk to you about that and tell you that the world that we are in is Christmas. It's Christmas. If you don't know, Christmas is not originate with African people and the other thing there where they always dress up themselves like monkeys and stuff like that, that these white people are doing. And we are not even surprised at the things that they are doing. We go to church and we believe in Jesus and we think this is where, you know, blessing our blessing is coming from. Listen. A woman named Susan Landier is someone who works with the federal government. And as you know, the federal government has a lot of branches, right? Now, of all the things that a president of the United States he's supposed to do, he's supposed to follow the Constitution, right? Now, should the President of the United States be a criminal? Should he involve in white supremacy and all that? Should the President be that? Because if he is a white supremacy and if he's into doing invasion and killings, to control government that is African government. You think a president should be involved with that? Trump is involved with helping to kill one ambassador. I mean, not too long ago, right? When they lured a man into one of their station and kill him over something politics. You see what I mean? Now, no president I am telling you that no president of United States is not criminal. They are. They are criminals. They are sodomites. I don't even wish to know any one of them that not is, because it's their culture. And they commune with their culture. This woman was associated, and she have a book. Listen, if you want, get this book from what I'm telling you. I get this book because I have an interest in what happened. Because I remember I was going to work the day on I-95 when the news come on about the plane that are, you know, going through the Pentagon. Listen, I bought this book because it is invaluable to a person who wants to understand American government. This is a book you should read, man. Paying me to say this. Nobody's paying me. And and I'm telling you, this is good education. It don't cost an arm and a leg. And the knowledge that you're going to learn inside here is going to be forever. As long as you live, you will live with this knowledge. You can tell people, preach it to people, lecture it to people, and let them know that all this great America that is known and you know, and recognized, it's a fake, it's a fraud. It is a fraud. You know what I mean? And this is not something for anybody to like try to like penalize me about anything for. Because what I'm saying is just true. Okay, white people don't belong in America. They know they come here, if they're born here, but they know their people come from somewhere, come here, and they read the what happened and how they come here. They know that. So they come here and they come and watch the lynching and everything like that. You see them in the picture? Looking up at the people hanging down from the tree. Okay? Now, you know, I mean, I was not around in those days. Gosh. But I wouldn't be of any use to anything if I was as dumb as I was. I didn't know anything. Now is when I can do the right damage now. I can do the right damage now because, I am able to speak enough, even if I don't speak stylish like some people. But you will understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, buy this book and read it if you have interest in these kind of stuff, of which, you know, I cannot tell anybody what to do with them life, but I'll tell you what, this is great knowledge right here. Because when you listen to people say things and you believe it, and you don't try to find out, you're an idiot. You're a fool. All right? And once I come up in the church, I believe everything they say. But now I'm reading. It's a different story. The terrifying story of the Patriot Act, the Patriot Act, and the cover-ups of 9/11 and Iraq. So the destruction of Iraq. Go and ask Colin Powell. Why did he confirm or affirm that, along with George Bush, to destroy Saddam and the Iraqi people by saying he had weapon of mass destruction, when even Tony Blair knew that there was none? Tony Blair was the UK president or something. And he came out after everything and said he did not have any weapon of mass destruction, but they did the right thing to kill him. What is that this sodomite man is saying? What is he saying? How can he say he didn't have no weapon of mass destruction? And it is the reason why they were going in there. And say, but they were right to kill him. What did he do for them to kill him? What government, what authorized government, civilized government on the land? They think they have civilized government. Fucking ass white people looking like there are civilized people wearing cotton and all kind of dress. Them never have 100,000 years ago. Them never have it. And it's a part of their plot. It's to dress up and look like us so that they get their trick work and make us all sodomy, where nobody don't have any more sense to lift up their voice about anything because they can put on what they call curfew and all kind of thing. But now it's time for people to understand that these are criminals that come from not the upper level human. Because upper level human are civilized. The gods brought that here and make human that could be called civilized human being. Otherwise, it would not happen. And they don't recognize us. They are writing a Bible because they're going to, make a world of their own, and they have their own philosophy. That's how they might. How does Africa allow these sodomites to overthrow our kingship government? How do they allow that and sell us in ship to these guys? They owe them some obligations. Nobody don't investigate Africa yet. Why nobody don't investigate Africa? I mean, black people, they don't reach that level of civilization yet. It doesn't seem so. I don't think they are close to finding out that Africa sold us out. I'm reading, though, and it's what I read. I mean, open up my eyes to it. It couldn't happen unless Africa was with these sodomites in any kind of way. I don't know what way they hook up with these guys, but these guys are giving them like $41 billion and stuff like that, subsistence. You see what I mean? Because at the rate that these white people treat African people, Africa cannot be in good relationship with them. But they are. They are in bed. Whatever bed. But how could they allow them to overthrow the king? I think Africa is the one who allowed them to go and overthrow the king and take everything that that is over there. And that's where they start to have money from. Because they take the military and everything. And Africa said nothing. No other African leadership don't come and say nothing. And until this day, if I didn't read it in the World History textbook, I would know that something like that happened. I'm telling the world, try to tell the world what happened. That's what I'm doing. Okay? Because there is no pity that we are to have for white people who do these things. I mean, because when I'm talking about government, they need to go up to Africa and talk about their government. Don't come here. Because this is one person, if they think that they can fire a bullet and do whatever they want to do, you know what? They are really, really out of their fucking ass mind. Because that's what their mind is. To fuck ass. Okay? Fucking ass and making law to fuck married fucking ass. That's what they have. Now, you think that I'm not supposed to say that. Now, you tell me why. All of the things that they have done on this earth and to people who are innocent. You're telling me they are supposed to have a government instead of ruling? Even if you think that I look for ways to, work along with it. There is no option for that. You fool. There is no option for that. There is no option. You see, and there is judgment to fall and people who do wickedness. Inquisition, they use an inquisition, and they're not ashamed now. They are a church and using inquisition to kill the civilized people that they fucked and start look like humans and start talking from sapien, wise sapien. And we are the wise sapien. And they want to put us under the dirt. And we have the evidence here. No. Get out. Just get out. Because all I want to ask Adam, right? And I don't want to think, say, well, all the wealth I want to have. I see our wealth. I don't see your wealth. So you guys are fucking dogs and suck fucking ass and wearing clothes and jacket and tie and looking like you're somebody. No. History don't view you as civilized people. Because you're not in the history book as civilized people either. You cross the fence. And you do a biological reformation of yourself. That's what it is. You see what I mean? And it just needs to be known. And saying that, usually I come around to the main feature, South Africa illegal transition to democracy in 1944. The United States and South. Listen, what is the relationship between America and Africa? U.S., South Africa. Okay, United States, and South Africa. Okay. Okay. So, my friends, U.S.-South America relations. South Africa's transition to democracy in 1994, the United States and South Africa have built a solid bilateral relationship. You hear that? Do you hear that? Are you seeing anything in what I'm reading? South Africa is a strategic partner. You hear that? Am I wrong? Now, how do I know? Nobody didn't tell me that. I read the history and I saw it. Okay? And somebody's writing this. It's not. I am not the one who is writing it. South Africa is a strategic partner of the United States. This is just information. They think that, oh, it's just normative. It's natural. It's not natural. To somebody who's going to look at history and what's going on, you're not going to consider this to be natural. It's very unnatural. Why Elohim God, you know, government that is set up to rule the world with orderly society. No, form union with a sodomite, Inquisition, Roman Catholic Church, and the Pope is the vicar of Christ and all them kind of thing. You want to tell me, why would they do that? Why would Africa do that and lead the people to become Christian? Why? I'm wondering why. Like the gods' appearance on earth and what they did don't worth anything, only for them to take it over and go on like, you know, nothing extraordinarily don't happen because they start out with Jesus born in Bethlehem. These sodomite people, they are the worst comeback to exist because they are not civilized. They don't think and do nothing civilized. You talk about the government. Government is for who? Sodomite. That's it. Why would we know something about a racist white racist? and white supremacy? Why do we know something like that? If these people were civilized, why? They live among us and do a lot of evil damage. I mean, look, I mean, how much are we hurt? Can you see where we are hurt? By what they have done to us in history? Can you see it? No. Why are we behaving like nothing happened? And they can come and tell us we don't have any government and take every single thing we have. Everywhere we are, they come and do it. Isn't that sociopathic? And all these other names that shows brain damage in one way or the other. Oh, these people, everywhere we are, they come and observe what we're doing. And as soon as they know what is going on and they can survive, they kick us out and kill us and all that. And black people behave like all we have to do is try and survive. No, that's not all we have to do. What we have to do is see that something is wrong with us. We need to get out of the church because there's no church in our history. I mean, we are not that stupid that when we read history, we don't see no church in there. We don't know. Listen. Collaboration. When I'm telling you the state that African people are in, you think it's a joke. It's not a joke. Okay? It's not a joke. They have their business that they call government out there and have all kind of things to do. And all these men who are senators from each, like two from each state, you know, go to Washington to work for the people. Do you know what kind of a, you know, uncivilized act is that? That's not the way government runs. They are making up a government for themselves. But they must stay in Europe and do that. When they come into our territory and push out a king and take the military and go like it's not, it's, you know, we were done. That's why we don't have no military force, not like that, that's worth anything. And they can just come in with their mighty force. That's what Africa is nursing. Africa is nursing these, I mean, sodomite crooks. They don't seem to read and know where they come from. That they come from hominid, ape man dimension back in time. They don't know that? No, if you think it don't mean anything, I'm telling you anyway, because I know some people out there will see and know. And benefited by the knowledge, because that's what we need. Is the lack of it why we are suffering the way we do? So it goes on to say, they develop, look all these words that they be using. You know, they transition to democracy in 1994. You see, Africa have built a solid, listen to these words, a solid bilateral relationship. How could they? That's very ironical, isn't it? Sure, ironical. South Africa is a strategic partner of the United States. That's why Africa can't have no strong government at all, because they give it all over to these white people. It's a shame. It's disgrace. It's belittling. It's humiliating. Strong collaboration in the area of health, education, environment, and digital economy. You hear where the bond is? African people don't go to African schools. They go to these white people, college and school, and their concept of learning. Fuck ass, Batty. Fuck dog, Batty. Fuck their own male. That them do. They don't stop doing. It's their culture. And you want to think that them have government, right? People hear me talk all this now, and they feel like something is wrong with me, right? But nothing wrong with these batty fuckers. You see what I mean? That the time has come now when they are going to find out they were wrong. And we have always been right. Okay? They envy us. Yes, they do. They envy us. Why wouldn't they envy us? And why would you think white people don't envy what they call black people? Why you don't think? Why they behave the way they do? They are not at ease because they're not through with us yet. You see what I mean? They are not done with us yet because there are some things for them to like still iron out as far as controlling us is concerned. You hear them talk about they don't want to lose their democracy? No, but look here. They think they stand on good ground. If we never have history, oh, that's right. But there is history. And even though they try to, you know, to get rid of a lot of it, but they can't get rid of everything. There will be enough for us to have memory, you know, of the fact of our lives. They're not going to be able to do that. They, you know, and they don't give account of things in a way that, you know, we are in danger of not knowing because they keep all things a secret. No. The things that they are hiding as bosom secret is something that we can climb over and go where we want to go. You see, they don't want us to do that because I'm telling you, white people will never survive without the African people. They will not survive. No, they can't. Although them talk about, they come here and they talk about white supremacy. They orchestrate to do that. You know, because we are a low temper person and they just feel like, you know, they put pressure on us. We will continue to, you know, to diminish until they get us exactly where they want. That's what they're doing. You see what I mean? You know, in the meantime, if we can find out some of the things that when I'm a right and it's a bother our brain and things like that, we are not the same people. It would be very good if we find out. You see, don't let a few find out. Let a whole, all of us find out if we can. Some can't be saved because a lot of black people know that, you know, all of their life is tangled up into white people. So, you know, I mean, we can't, you know, we don't bother with them. We don't bother with them. You understand? Because if you bother with those kind of people, you sink yourself. You need to, like, do it yourself. You see? And let people come and try to learn and want to get out of the whole nonsense themselves. So it goes on to say this. Transatlantic slave trade, segment of the global slave trade that transported between 10 million and 12 million slaves, enslaved Africans across the Atlantic Ocean to the Americas from the 16th to the 19th century. You hear that? This was when the world became 1 billion people, the first billion people in the world, 1808, or it's probably 1804. We are a young people, you know. We're not here like the Bible make it. It is. It cannot be, you cannot obtain when God do this and do that. But history tell us everything by dates, things that happen in you know, on the planet and in the cosmos and stuff like that too, right? So, here it is, that on the first day of January, 1808, A new federal law. Listen to this. A new federal law made it illegal to import captive people from Africa into the United States. Of some of the causes and effects of the transatlantic slave trade, they similarly established plantations. Hear that? For the African slaves. Relied on African slave labor. It tells you they don't know what to, you know, they don't know to not say certain things if they don't want it come back at them. When you and I know this, what do we do with this information? Just go on like business as usual? That's not what to do with it. We cannot allow these people to come and dispossess us of not even one of the territory, because we're above that. The way, what they do, if you read and know what they have done to get themselves in the place where they are here, there's just no way that you'd look at them, well, you accept them because you don't know that they look the way they do because they destroy our brain is paying for what they do. Okay? Because we should not be church-going people, and we are solid church-going people because of what they have done. And you look when they're wearing clothes now. You don't see them into animal skin. That's what they used to wear. They couldn't talk. Remember, I told you, too easy to forget. Okay? And all they know to do is kill the African people because they are grudgeful and bad-minded. Anything you do and you are prospering, they don't want to see that because what? They are close to being evicted. That's what is happening. We are a threat to them. Why should we be? But we are a threat to them because of reason that exists. But we're not behaving like we know that. We're not behaving like we know that. We're not behaving like we have any sense that aware us to the danger zone that we live in because of them. Fucking batty people, them. They're mad. They're crazy. Okay? And they're somebody to shun. But the history tells us there is no law that permit them to do this except your shittery fucking ass, federal government law. We are not under no kind of a moon calendar federal law. You see, and if you have any kind of problem and you decide to go in a court and just open the book to the judge out there, that would be the last day them have a courthouse. You don't see? Are an autonomous people by creation. We did not evolve. Okay, so just get it straight. Let me make sure I finish this then, because I don't want to go looking for anything again another evening. I have to do it sometime. But right now, I want to finish this stuff here. So you know what kind of labor they do. I feel so terrible. I feel so terrible to hear these kind of foolishness. All right, here we go. It says here, the importance of the West Indian colonies, the shortage of labor, the failure to find alternative sources of labor, the legal position, racial attitude, religious factors, military factors. The slave trade at the Constitutional Convention in 1787, delegates fiercely debate the issue of slavery, deciding the black people's life, right? They, and Africa is not coming into this, they ultimately agree that the United States would that the United States would potentially cease importation of slaves in 1808. An act of Congress passed in 1800 made it illegal for Americans to engage in slavery in this slave trade between nations, and gave authorities the right to seize slave ships which were caught transporting slaves and confiscate their cargo. Then the act prohibiting the importation of slaves took effect in 1808. However, a domestic or coastwise trade in slave persisted between ports within the United States, as demonstrated by slave manifest and court record. And that's about it, my friends. That's about all I have to give you today. And I hope that you learn something from here. All right. This is what I have here to say. Let's...
Hey, he's got a job to do, and he's got to fulfill that mission.
I agree with that. You can tell me the day and time you will be able to fit in. Okay. Okay. I told you a Thursday, Friday morning, or call her tomorrow. Thank you.